Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios by Greg Johnson. Greg is the artistic director of the Montana Repertory Theater based here at the University of Montana in Missoula. Welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, it is your big annual initiative as the Montana Rep takes a wonderful production, puts it on stage in the hometown of Missoula, and then sends it off all over the country. Mm-hmm. Maybe for our listeners that don't know or haven't got a chance to see one of these shows, talk a little bit about the Rep. You've been based here at the University of Montana for a very long time.
45 years. I've been here for 24, which is hard to believe. It's the professional theater in residence at the University of Montana. What that means is that we use professional actors. We go out to New York or Chicago or Los Angeles or Seattle. This company has a lot of Seattle actors in it. And we audition and hire actors from the Professional Actors Equity Association, the Professional Actors Union. And they come and work with the students. And so the students have roles in the play as well as, and they all work together, equally beneficial to both. The young actors get to see how the professional actors work. And the professional actors really like working with the younger actors because they're reminded by the younger actors of why they got into the business in the first place, that love of the game. So it's a really, really healthy company. I'm in negotiations with Equity right now, and we are the only nationally touring company that's affiliated with the university. So this model is very unique and very special to the Montana Rep.
A model in a repertory theater of bringing the greats to the stage, one production a year, right?
That's true. Nationally, that's our niche. Juilliard School, the acting company, they do Shakespeare, and we do the Great American Canon. So, you know, we've done almost everything. Arthur Miller, Tennessee Williams, and now we get to do, for the second time, William Gibson's masterwork, The Miracle Worker. So we did it about 10 years ago, and we weren't going to do it again, but we got a clamor from the presenters saying, please do Miracle Worker again. We think it's timely. We think we can sell it. We think we can get big audiences. And it's such a great play. And so we jumped on the opportunity to restage it.
When this play was first staged, all sorts of awards. Talk about the production. Talk about this story. Amazing.
Well, it's Helen Keller, born blind and deaf. Nowhere to go. So this young woman, Annie Sullivan, who came to teach her, was hired. What people forget is Annie Sullivan was only 20 years old at the time. She was just out of school, green as a teacher. The story of these two women coming together, this young woman and this other young woman, to find out what it is to communicate, to let the synapses in the brain connect in some magical way so that understanding of language can actually be birthed in the brain. That's why it's so done all the time. It's such a great story. It's a magnificent story of overcoming incredible odds. And Helen Keller went on to a great, illustrious career as a writer and as a essayist and as an example of what can be done.
Talk about what it's like to stage something like this that's based on a true story and a story of history.
It takes place right after the Civil War. Captain Keller was a captain in the Civil War, the father of Helen. It's well documented, it's well known, and everybody knows about Helen Keller. So, and everybody knows the movie, and everybody knows the play. So what do you do? And then what you do is you retell it in a way that's novel and new, and that people may not have seen before. And when they see it that way, it rekindles the essence of the story so that they hear it new. We've done it with It's a Wonderful Life and To Kill a Mockingbird, two other really well-known stories. But when we put them on stage and tell them in a new way, in a new medium, people hear the story again for the first time. And I think that's what's going to happen with this, because with Bernadette Sweeney, who's directing it, she's European, she's from Ireland, and she's bringing a much more European approach to the directing and conceptualizing this play. We're using video in the production, and she's going to be using techniques that a director from Europe would use. So when I watch rehearsals, I'm amazed by how different it is from the last time we did it. And it's awakening in me new aspects of the story that I'd never heard before. I think that's the reason we retell great stories, but we retell them in a way that excites the imagination.
Well, and to make people think of that story in a new way, as you said, I think that's such a crucial piece of it.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Montana Repertory Theater opening William Gibson's The Miracle Worker this week. This Friday is the benefit opening night on the 24th. The production then has a run at the Montana Theater here at the University of Montana campus in January and into the 1st of February. There's also productions in our listening area, the 27th in Plains, Montana, the 29th in Dillon. The 1st of February in Missoula is the final Missoula show. The 3rd of February in Butte, Helena the 4th, Lewistown the 5th, back for a run in Missoula again, and then on to Billings, and then traveling around the country.
Can I make a one quick shout out to Plains, where it's their 25th anniversary of bringing the Montana rep there, and we play the gymnasium. So it's always my favorite place to go. I mean, we play the gym, and it's just very moving to us that most of the town comes to see it. They sit in the gym and they see our play. So 25 years we've been doing it with them, and I'm very proud of that fact.
Say something, Greg, about this process of putting a show like this on the road and the reputation now that the Montana Repertory Theater has all over the country as a as a presenter.
We're the number one national touring company in the country that does straight plays. There are larger entities that do musicals. That's what everybody wants to see. But we are committed to doing the great American play. So in terms of straight plays, we have the largest scope. We travel the most, and we play the most cities of any company in the country. And that's a wonderful feather in our cap. We're very proud to be serving small and rural towns with this show, because we don't go to the big cities. We go to the smaller towns, and sometimes it's the only piece of straight theater they see in the whole year.
Now, looking at the map, there's productions all over the east of the country.
Yeah. Down through Texas, then we head east and do a lot in the East Coast, yeah. And then we swing back and close in the Midwest.
Well, you're doing a traditional thing, which is to kick off with a fundraiser of sorts.
Right.
You want to mention that? Friday night's a big, big event.
Yeah, it's our big annual gala, and we've been doing it for years, and it's backstage with white. Well, actually, it'll be colorful tablecloths this year because the theme is a feast for the senses, tipping our hat to the awakening of Helen Keller's imagination, even though her senses are not working like other people's senses. So we want to celebrate the senses, and so there'll be a lot of color, a lot of good food. There's the cocktail hour, then there's the show, and then there's dinner backstage, and then dancing afterwards with full-grown men with special guest star Eden Atwood, who she's such a dear. She always comes and sings with us and parties with us. So, yeah. And yes, this party is a good party. And we kick off the tour, the national tour, which is a very exciting night for all of us at the Rep.
So that's Friday night here in Missoula. If people want tickets for either the Missoula productions, Greg, or if they're interested in when this production comes to their city.
Yeah, the website has all that information. It's montanarep.org. And if you want to come to the benefit, the number is 243-2891, 243-2891. You can get a table, 10 or 8. There's a huge discount. Or you can just get two or one for yourself. And then for the run here, the box office is 243-4581. But as Michael said, yes, go to the website, I think, is the best, because all the information on where we're going, how we're doing it, and what the ticket prices are is there.
Let me just close by asking you, Greg, as you kick off yet another tour in your tenure, how has it changed? How have the audiences changed and the presentation changed? The theater is so timeless. But my guess is there's been a bit of a shift in terms of how people receive. And
yeah, I do think that our attention span has gotten shorter. Very often, there's not a play longer than 90 minutes. That's the new trend. No intermission, straight 70 to 90 minutes. Get them in, see the show, have the experience, and go out. This is a more traditional play because it was written in the 50s. It was originally three acts. We've moved it to two because audience demands. And so it's 2 one-hour experiences. That is, in my opinion, about the max. Unless you've got some kind of super-duper thing going on, like 7-hour Nicholas Nickleby, and that's an event in and of itself. But basically, American audiences are now geared to the short experience. I just did a play that had incredible thematics down in Florida, 75 minutes, and it was jam-packed. And the audiences responded well. So I think that's the biggest change in the American audience right now. I think it's through TV. People are complaining about long movies now. I think the American attention span is around 50 minutes, which is as long as a major episodic show is on cable.
On television, yeah. We're talking about The Miracle Worker. You can go see some amazing live theater right here in Montana. Productions, again, coming up later this month, starting Friday in Missoula, but also in Plains, Dillon, Butte, Helena, Lewistown, and Billings, Montana, in addition to quite a long run at the Montana Theater here on the University of Montana Missoula campus. Presenting William Gibson's The Miracle Worker, and then heading off on the tour around the country. I've been talking with Greg Johnson today. He's the artistic director of the Montana Repertory Theater. Break a leg, and thank you.
Thanks, Michael.